We are in Hilchas Tefillin Simen Kuvav. We are up to Siv Beis. We'll be doing that and thus concluding the entire Simen. Mi shetoraso umnaso, someone whose profession is Torah. Kegon Rashbi v'chavera, like Rav Shimon bar Yochai and people like him. What was this? They literally learned non-stop. The halacha is mafsik l'kriyashma. They have to be mafsik in order to say kriyashma. Avol, but lo litfila, velo litfila, but not for Shmon Esrei. That means they are chayev in kriyashma and they are potter from davening. Why is this? Since these people are not mavatal Torah for 1 minute, the halacha is that they have to be mafsik for kriyashma because that's a daraisa, not for tefila because that is a derabana. So what do? They should say Shema with Birkas Kriyashma and then go back to their learning. On this there's a general kasha. The halacha is that Bittul Torah, although it's a terrible avera, the halacha is that Talmud Torah is the first mitzvah that one is mevatel for the sake of another mitzvah. Although in all other mitzvahs the rule is ha'osik b'mitzvah patur min ha'mitzvah, if you're doing one mitzvah, you're patur from another. In Talmud Torah, because the tachlis of learning is ma'isa, therefore the halacha is that we are mafsik, we're mevatel Talmud Torah for any mitzvah she'i efshar la'sos ha'idei acherim, any mitzvah that another person can do for you. So in the case of Krishna, we understand that you have to be mafsik from Krishna because no one else can say Shema instead of you. How about tefillah? How could it be that you're not mevatel Torah for the sake of tefillah? How is it that Rav Shimon bar Yochai was potter from tefillah? The answer is that tefillah is bakashas rachamim, and learning is what the Gemara calls chai olam, is more important than the bakashas rachamim, which is temporary, which is chai yisha. So, as a drabbanon, Chazal pattered these people who learned literally day and night. They are pattered from saying Krishna. Whereas the Mechaber says, "Aval onu mafsikim bein leKrishna bein leTfila." Whereas we are mafsik, whether it be Krishna or Tfila, because we don't learn like Rav Shimon bar Yochai. We stop to make a living. We stop to take care of whatever our needs are. Since we're not as conscientious, Chazal never pattered us from davening Shmona Esrei. Now, in the case of a person who is learning and knows that, say he's learning before davening in the morning, and he knows that by the time he finishes learning, he'll be able to still say Shema, and it'll be before Solzman Krishna. Must he say Shema before he learns or not? So the Mishnah Berurah brings a machlokas. The Levush Shita is that if there'll be enough time to say Shema after you finish learning, then you do not have to say Shema beforehand. Wizel Yoraba says that the halach is you must be mafsik and say Shema when Sizman Kriyashma comes, even if you began at a time that it was still mutter, someone started learning before Alos HaShacha. The halach is that when Zman Kriyashma comes, he does not have to stop so long as he plans on ending his learning Seder before Sov Zman Kriyashma. The Mishnah Berurah is machriya, that if it was hischil beheter, if you started before the Zman Kriyashma, the halacha is that you should not be mafsik, whereas if you finished after Zman Tefillah, so it depends. If by saying Shema you're going to end up getting up, putting on your tefillin, not learning, better off, don't say Shema, just learn. If you're going to be in the Vital Torah altogether, then you should not worry about saying Shema. Whereas in a case where he could, what he should do is not put on his tefillin, just say Shema and go right back to his learning if he knows that it's not going to affect, the hefsek is not going to affect him. If someone is sitting learning in a base medrash where people keep davening, he does not have to say Shema before he davens because we know that he's not going to forget to say Shema. Of course, provided that he expects to stop learning, to finish his learning then before Solzman Krishna. Says the Ramah now, V'mlomed la'achirim, what if you're teaching other people? Ain't a posik, you do not stop. Kamoshin is barliel. Umikomakam posik v'kara posik rishon shel Krishna. You'll have to say the first posik of Shema. V'meina shov eres v'yesh lo shus adayin l'spavlik or Krishna ain't a posik klav. So if you're learning with a tzibur, the halacha is that if you will have time to say Shema later, you certainly don't stop. Even if you won't have time to say Shema later, Talmud Torah Derabim is docha, and the halacha is that you do not say Shema other than the first pasuk. Now, the Mishnah Berurah says that obviously, if someone knows that the Sol Zman Krishna is approaching, he should not start teaching the Rabbim at that point. He would have to say Shema first. Now, why does he say the first pasuk of Shema? That's in order to do a Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shemayim at the time of Zman Krishna. In the case of somebody who was just saying Shema, because he's teaching a rabbin, the halacha is that aside from just saying the first pasuk of Shema, he should also, in addition, he should say some kind of pasuk or halacha that mentions Yetzias Mitzrayim in order to be mekanda daraisa of the mitzvah to mention Yetzias Mitzrayim.